13.05 UTC, 14.05 local time. Your major happenings in regions with me, Bertrand Asamba. First headlines. 1,000 patients have received free medical care from the Association of Medical Practitioners in the North as part of the campaign organized by the association. Tika people celebrate their rich cultural heritage in a festival that kick-started yesterday. Those are the headlines, and now the news in greater detail. The poor management of patients in hospitals might soon be an issue of the past, as experts in the medical sector are brainstorming on ways to remedy the situation. Drawn from across the country, participants are expected to come up with proposals on how to remedy the growing phenomenon. And Umeko of CRTV Center completes that story.
At least one person files a complaint each day decrying the poor services they receive in hospitals and medical facilities. To remedy this recurrent phenomenon, the Association of Legal Experts in the Field have converged at Yaoundé to organize their first scientific congress to develop, sensitize, and redefine a scientific plan of action. Professor Elik Eseme Etoki is the president of the association, SMEC.
We want to remind all participants of what constitutes medical malpractice and to be able to distinguish between the fault which is harmful, the error which is being compensated, and their own which will not be prosecuted. We want to develop an algorithm for managing accidents linked to care which does not include the violence that we see today and which we strongly condemn.
Qui n'intègre pas la violence que nous voyons aujourd'hui et que nous condamnons fermement.
Participants intend to use their past experiences to minimize professional errors. Dr. Ange-Michel Zoua is an expert.
Several cases were registered in the past where health professionals found themselves accused rightly or falsely on situations that could be avoided if there was a better knowledge and mastery of some processes.
By the time the Congress ends Friday at the Yaoundé Town Hall, the experts are expected to come out with firm resolutions that minimize avoidable errors.
Still in health, humanizing treatment, a priority for all, is the theme of a week-long free health campaign at the Lacto District Hospital in the North Region. Already over 1,000 patients have already benefited from the expertise of the health practitioners grouped under the Association of Medical Practitioners in the North, codenamed APRAMES. Details with Mercy Ashu Nyabeye.
The campaign is a huge attraction to patients who are streaming in not only from the North, but also other regions and neighboring countries. I was operated under very good conditions, so I thank the team. I had an operation free of charge. I was operated upon for hernia. It was like this. The medical practitioners on their part are standing up as one man to put smiles on the faces of the patients. Dr. Dadawu is a gynecologist and Dr. Rikitu Amina, a dentist. Yesterday, I carried out consultations and a cesarean section on a patient. This morning, already, I have 30 health booklets before me and I have to intervene twice.
Il est prévu deux interventions.
Dr. Taimu Abakar is the president of APRAMES.
La population a besoin de nous.
The population needs us, so we need to rush to their service. Looking at our calendars, we must make ourselves available.
Le calendrier et la disponibilité.
Dr. Daouda Mukhtar is the director of the district hospital.
Cette campagne s'inscrit à...
This campaign falls in line with the universal healthcare program of the head of state and the Ministry of Public Health.
L'humanisation des soins et la santé pour tous.
For an activity of this magnitude organized by medical practitioners in the northern regions, LACDO constitutes a third phase. Merci Ashunyabe, CRTV News, Garowa.
In other news, 300 women from across the West region are being trained on how to put their potentials and talents to use in order to be financially independent. The three-day training that falls in line with Women's Entrepreneurship Day in Bafoussam has been organized by the West Regional Delegation of Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises, Social Economy and Handicraft in collaboration with the German Development Corporation, GTZ. Kinge Angela Pa reports.
The launch of the Women's Entrepreneurship Day, the first of its kind in the West region, presents an opportunity for competition geared towards growth, which the West Regional Delegate of Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises, Social Economy and Handicrafts, Pancha Alasa, says will be made feasible through their social interactions.
To enhance the level of entrepreneurial women, to produce more, to be competitive.
Entrepreneurial women are set to face limitations like marginalization and financial barriers. The representative of the German Development Corporation, Takwi Giselle, suggests these setbacks will be improved through the training workshop.
Women are actually doing a lot of things, but they are not celebrated enough. The idea is actually to help them network with each other. We are also going to help them understand where they can get finances, teach them on financial literacy, how to manage finances in their businesses, on how to make their businesses sustainable, especially businesses in agriculture, and also introduce them to certain aspects on green entrepreneurship.
The launch of the Women's Entrepreneurship Day 2024 celebrated under the theme Women Entrepreneurs Overcoming Financial Challenges for the Success of an Enterprise, organizers say, is an opportunity to ensure the sustainability and financial independence of women entrepreneurs. Kinge Angela Parr, CRTV News, Bafoussam.
In the meantime, the Director General of the National School of Local Administration, NASLA, Tanyi Tiku, has reiterated the commitment of the institution to imbibe its students with the values of discipline and patriotism, which are key to development. He was also appreciated. He has also appreciated the support NASLA is getting from the National Police School annexed in Mutengene, a particular aspect of the training of the students. The Director General of NASLA was speaking at the National Police School in Mutengene during a midterm evaluation of the simplified military training of students of NASLA. Details with Charles Abuno in Boya.
From its very first batch, students of NASLA undergo a simplified military training. The current one started on November the 7th, 2024. According to officials of NASLA, the simplified military training is part of the vision to give the students a holistic training and to make them very disciplined citizens capable of serving the nation in various capacities. Tanyi Tiku Eno Achobae is the Director General of NASLA.
To be good leaders of tomorrow, you must first of all learn how to take orders, how to give them, but above all too, in case it is needed, what to do when the country may need you to show another kind of competence.
A working session with the hierarchy of the National Police School in Mutengene enabled official
human. This was during an event to celebrate the 23rd edition of the World Philosophy Day under the theme Philosophy and Well-being. The event was chaired by Teofil Ngeya Rena, representing East Governor in the presence of their authorities. Details with Bennett Akame-Ondua.
The campus of the Government Technical High School Kano in Betwa plays host to this year's celebration of the World Philosophy Day. A good number of students turned out for the event with aims of valorizing philosophy while emphasizing the role it plays to humans. Jean-Jacques Ayota, East Regional Inspector in charge of Human Sciences. Philosophy is very important to humans. It teaches us how to live happy lives even if we are not wealthy. This is a spirit we want to inculcate in this young generation. The event was made color through poems, sketches, traditional dances and more. Some meritorious students and outstanding teachers in the region were awarded prizes of excellence. Audrey Akono and Maëlys Minkowe-Zo. I am very happy today to have received this prize. It encourages me to work harder. I thank my teachers who accompanied me through this success. Ren Marceline Kubu, Minesek East Delegate, encouraged all students to study hard and be of good behavior so as to produce outstanding results. Beetwa, Bennett Akame-Ondua, CRTV.
Culture to end this edition of the Regional News, the second edition of the Etika Festival of Arts and Culture, Nyang Festival, has opened in Gambe Etika in the Mbam and Kim Division of the Center Region. The opening ceremony Thursday afternoon was presided by the Inspector Number 1 in the Ministry of Arts and Culture, Oyono Mintuno Valer. Other key launches included the President of the Association for the Development of Tika People, Roger Yidi, and the anthropologist François Bingono. Nuk Protus reports.
They came from all over Ngambe Tikar subdivision, from the neighboring regions of the West, Northwest and Adamawa, and from other parts of the country. And they came with the full spectrum of what has been bequeathed to each of these communities in terms of Tikari cultural heritage. In the midst of all the dance, music, food and fashion exhibitions, the president of the Association for the Development of Tikari People, Roger Inyindi, spoke of the imperative not only to improve the expressive quality of Tikari cultural vehicles, but also of harnessing it all into palpable human and community development.
We did not more want people to ask who we are, and to know people we need to come out. And this is why we are organizing the festival, to help us to be known even in our country and abroad.
The preservation of the Tikari mother tongue, peace and spiritualism were some of the themes echoed by several speakers, among them His Majesty Jean Ngabi IV of Ngambe Tikar, and guest speaker François Bingono Bingono is on schedule to give a conference on the two on Friday on the theme African spiritualism, the place of ancestry in relation to God. That will be right after football matches, health campaigns, and more of the art and cultural displays that are running throughout this four-day festival. Nuk Protus, CRTV, Ngambe Tikar.
At almost 20 past two, we put a cap on this edition of the Regional News. But before we go, here's a recap of our major stories. 1,000 patients have received free medical care from the Association of Medical Professionals in the North Region as part of a campaign organized by the association. And Tika people celebrate their rich cultural heritage in a festival that kick-started yesterday. This last edition of the Regional News for the week was produced by Patrick Oscar Afan. I've been Bertrand Sombanyaonde, thanking you for listening.